The guest who? The guest who? The guest who with Jacob Gibbs. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Now let's start the show.
So as most people may know from listening to the podcast and stuff, I am a crime junkie. But I watched the first 48 a lot, like 300 episodes in, I think, or something. I think I've seen everything from 2009 till the present. But a lot of times I don't ever see, you know, a lot of people lawyer up, this, that, and then they end up, you know. And you don't really ever get to, like, talk to somebody that was in, like, a murder case or anything like that. And Megan Brock actually is a local from around here that was in, actually on 48 Hours recently. Mm-hmm. And in a case, and I was able to get her on tonight, and thank you. Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah. I got to know a lot of what goes on behind the scenes. I want to know everything about you. That's what my son's always like. You watch him Force 48, I can't stand it, you know. But let's just kind of start from the get-go. So you were called for jury duty.
Yes, I was called for jury duty on Jason Crawford, that case. Of him killing his wife.
Right.
As far as jury duty goes, I really didn't even want to be selected in the first place. But then I kind of did because it was a murder case. So I was kind of interested, but I was like, not. I don't know. It was weird. But there was a lot of people there, too. There was probably, 50 people there?
50, really?
40, 50 people? Yeah, there was a lot
all
there.
Ages?
Like yeah, different, all yeah, ages? Yeah, like from like, I guess like 19 and all the way, you know, to older people.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's the only time I've ever got jury duty was I was 19.
Yeah.
I walk in, the judge was like, yeah, no, you're free to go.
You know? Yeah. Which,
I got the day off, so I was okay with that.
Yeah, right. And they had to pay you, so.
But I couldn't imagine like being on something like on a case like that. You know, I'm watching it on TV. Like I don't know any of these people and stuff, you know, and, I couldn't imagine like being on that. And when you go into the jury duty, you actually don't know what kind of case you're getting to begin with, do you?
Not at the very first. Now they will eventually go into it, like not necessarily names, but they'll tell you it's a murder or it's a this, you know?
Right.
But yeah, like I said, there was a bunch of people there and I honestly didn't think I was going to get picked because every question that they would ask, you know, like, do you know these people? Do you get squeamish? You know, just random stuff, you know, that just to make sure you can handle, you know, the trial. And I didn't answer one question. I just sat there quietly, you know, and I mean, my name was called like number four and I was like, what? Did you just say Megan Brock? Really? I was like, oh no.
So before y'all like, okay, when they select you though, like, do they, okay, do they say, okay, this is a murder case. Mm-hmm. Do they like send you home with anything or is there like, do they go ahead and start showing you some of the stuff before the trial starts or anything?
They don't tell you a thing.
So everything you know basically is in the courtroom itself, right?
Because I didn't even know it was Jason Crawford until we got to the trial the first day. I just knew it was a murder case. That was it.
Ah, so they're like, you're selected and it's murder. Yeah. So, like, afterwards, like, say after, I'll say Monday, when they were like, okay, court's adjourned, we'll continue tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Do y'all get back together and like?
Yeah, so basically what happens there is whenever you get picked, she'll put you in this room, all of us in a room, and she gave us rules. So, you know, because by then we knew who it was, blah, blah, blah. She gave us rules like we couldn't look up his name, like Google his name or, you know, go on Facebook, you know, Google his or try to find him on Facebook or her. We couldn't talk to each other about the case, which I thought was weird. But
even the juror? So you couldn't like
say, any of the jurors in that room? We weren't allowed to talk about it, which we kind of did, but. Anyways, we would sit there until she was like, okay, come back into the courtroom. And then the bailiff would take us to the courtroom and we would just sit there and trial started.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And like when this thing first started, I mean, they like they lay the facts out, or basically, I guess they start that case from the beginning, like the 911 call.
Right.
And then you go from
kind
there.
Kind of sequence
right?
of events. Kind
right.
Of
like a sequence of events. Mm-hmm. And like how many, it was a 4-day trial, but like at what point did y'all start kind of, I guess, kind of painting the picture of, because I know you were one of the ones that was on the fence, you know?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, a lot of us, I mean, it was probably half and half, like at the beginning when right. we first started deliberating. And I was on the fence too. And I think my problem was why I was on the fence was, and I think 48 Hours showed this, but in the body cam footage of one of the cops, he said it looks like a suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that was stuck in my head, you know?
Right, yeah.
And of course, they played the 911 call first, so we didn't really know what we were like listening to, you know.
Right.
Of course, we listened to it. We watched the body cam footage of two different police, and then you know we had to listen to the prosecutor and all their like the medical examiner, you know,
right,
yeah. all those type of people, and we had to see all the pictures, which was terrible. And even the body cam footage, because, you know, in the body cam footage, they don't blur
it's not
anything
blurred,
out.
Right, yeah.
You know.
So you 12, like, have to watch this. And,
right,
yeah.
yeah. Which, it was actually 15 of us, because three of them were alternates, just in case, you know, one of us had, like, a medical emergency or you know, out, yeah. yeah. And I'll tell you something later on that's real funny about it, actually. But anyways. So, yeah, the very first day of the trial was, it was Tuesday. Yeah, it was Tuesday's when it started, because it was supposed to start Monday, but.
Right, yeah, I was following it on, yeah.
Yeah, time, things didn't work out. But anyways, so the first day was actually probably the hardest day for me, just because, like I said, the 911 call and then the body cam footage. So you saw everything, you know. And then, of course, pictures came along as far as her dead body and stuff like that. So it was hard to look at. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I guarantee you. Yeah. I mean, it's like a, I mean, you're watching it on TV. Like, I'm watching the first 48 stuff, 48 hours or whatever on TV. It's all blur.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, like, seeing that visually and knowing that's someone's mother. You know, someone's daughter.
Exactly. And yeah. especially she was a mother to two beautiful little a girl and a boy. And they were small at that time.
Right. Yeah.
4 and 5, I believe. So, I mean, and I'm not going to lie. I cried during the trial.
Oh, I can tell you. I mean, like,
it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, being able to, and you know, I mean, it, like reality would really sink in. Like something happened to this girl. Mm-hmm. What? You know, mm-hmm. that's what. And there was a lot of things that stuck me about the thing was it was like it was almost like she was probably at her end. You know, I mean, like, well, no, I'm not saying like, you know,
yeah,
but like the way that it was.
That's how they portrayed it.
Right. Yeah. A lot of the stuff was wrote out like what she wrote in her journal this.
Yeah. I read those journals. I read both of them that she had. She was not depressed at all. Right. I have depression. Yeah. And I know what that feels like, you know?
Right.
She was not depressed at all. She was a very God-fearing woman. So, you know, she what she said, like in the 48 hours, what she said, but what they don't show is right after that, she says something along the lines of, but God's got this, you know, right. I know I'm in good hands, blah, blah, blah. She wasn't depressed. At all. She was right. not depressed.
Well, see, I've seen, too, several people had said that about, you know, she visited a counselor.
Yeah.
You know, like the day before
yeah,
or whatever.
Day before. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that could be seeking advice or, you know, what yeah. am I to do next? You know, a lot of times somebody needs somebody to talk to if they feel like they don't have anybody a lot of times. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
because
yeah.
she was kind of lost because the guy that she was cheating on Jason with actually broke up with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she was going through that. She was going through, you know, having to tell Jason, you know. And a lot of people didn't even know. She was cheating.
That was going on.
Yeah. Like they didn't know until pretty much, you know, the day before or the day of the murder.
Right.
So,
wow.
Yeah. It was crazy.
It was like a really mixed up deal, you know, like when, like his mother, you know, her mother was basically just like, I'm going to wait and see what happens, you know,
yeah.
and that kind of stuff. And
I think that's another thing that got me too, because she was so like, because at the trial, she said when she was on the stand, she was one of the first people because she didn't want to know the evidence. She didn't. She never even stayed for the trial.
I saw that, yeah.
She didn't, you know. But one of the very first things she said was, I don't believe that Jason did this. I love Jason. I mean, I love him like my son, you know. Yeah. And she was like, he lets me see the grandkid or, you know, her grandkids. You know, we have a great relationship. And I was just like.
We'll be right back.
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out AddisonDesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, AddisonDesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code Guess Who, receive 10% off. Check them out.
That speaks volumes about probably how Tiffany was.
Too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like one right. of those kind of people that was, yeah, because she was always like trying to help somebody. I feel like she would, if you came to her, like she might be one of those kind of people. It's like, don't care what you're doing, you know, or what's going
judge.
On. Right. I'm not going to judge you. I'm here to help you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
yeah, let's let, you know, and that's kind of how I got from the mother. It was like, well, let's see the facts and right. let's see the evidence come out, you know,
yeah.
and stuff. And,
what's funny, though, is her and her mom, I mean, they didn't have, like, a bad relationship by no means, but they didn't have the best relationship, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I just thought all of it was weird, you know? Like, that was another thing that put me on the fence, too, because I was like, well, if the mom doesn't believe it, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, my mother, like, if something happened to me, my mother would be like, you know? She done it.
By, yeah,
she done it, my God. You know, it's like...
That's terrible. But that's how most parents would be, you would think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And golly, it would be like that would be a tough situation, like for a parent, like to, I mean, your child mm-hmm. is killed, but it's like, how did this really happen? You know, one thing that really stuck out to me, which, I mean, the guy on 48 Hours was talking about it too, was, you know, it's very rare that somebody like can shoot themselves twice. You know, I mean, like with their non-dominant hand.
Yeah.
Cause a lot of these guns are actually hard to like fire,
yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
And yeah. So whenever you, but afterwards, after the trial was over mm-hmm. and which we'll go back, I know
yeah.
I'm a jump arounder. But so whenever you were contacted by 48 Hours, did they like call you or?
I think what happened was they were already, you know, looking into the case. And I had wrote on, I think it was Coleman Daily, I believe. It was one of those. And I had commented to a guy that was, he was on the fence too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wasn't being rude or anything. But, you know, I was just trying to tell him, you know, the facts, you know, of why
right.
we came to our decision.
It's like,
you know,
we saw this, like the real, I mean, we saw it.
Yeah, you know? Because, I mean, you weren't there.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
like, not to be mean, but you weren't there. You don't know everything.
Right.
You
yeah.
just know what hearsay, what he said, she said, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I guess they found that on Facebook. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. But they messaged me on Facebook and asked if they could, or if she could call me or whatever. I gave her my number and... That's how all that started.
Wow. There's no matter what, I mean, you've got, if a divorce is going on or if you got something going, child custody battle or something, I mean, there's people on both sides of the fences.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. Like, I mean, some people say OJ didn't do it. Some people says he did, you know? And that's what was strange about this case, though, was, you know, they kind of treated it like it was suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, hey, well, wait a minute. Maybe it's not. So maybe we shouldn't, you know, like turn it over to somebody else.
Yeah,
you know?
That was the only good thing I think the police did was to call the ABI. Because not only was his mom, you know, she worked at the sheriff's
right.
office. So, of course, you know, that was a good call. But I don't understand why they didn't take any evidence at all. I mean, I understand that at that time it was a suicide. But I feel like, I don't know, at least take the gun?
Right.
Or
yeah.
the van or
yeah.
something? But all they did was take pictures.
See, and that's what me and you was discussing earlier. From,
yeah.
You know, like if it was Memphis or Tulsa, Oklahoma, right, or Birmingham even. You know, a lot of times you see on TV or whatever where they might even keep a car in the garage for like 2 years.
Yeah, they, you know, me too.
Right, yeah, that way they can always go back to it or whatnot, right, you know. Yeah. And it's just, I think one thing is like right here where we live, they don't really see.
Yeah, it's not common.
Right, a whole lot of it, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of the crimes and stuff that's committed here, I don't know the people.
Same.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of it could be like Crane Hill or something. It's like, or, you know, and you're like, well, who was it got shot, you know, or whatever? And well, it was a family dispute, you know, grandma got mad or whatever, you know, it's like.
Right, yeah, that is true. Of course, I haven't lived here all my life anyways. You know, I moved here when I was 16 and I'm 31 now. So, I mean, I've been here for a while, but,
right,
you know, I don't know a lot of people like you or like my husband or, you know what,
right,
I mean?
Yeah, the people that's been around.
You know, yeah.
That's what Bailiffton, I mean, I don't really know like a whole lot. I mean, I could name a lot of people just from right around here, but mm-hmm, like knowing everybody. Right. I've had people, I've seen the obituaries and stuff where people's passed away and I'm like, who's that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
just to,
you know, not being funny or nothing. Yeah. But yeah.
I look at the arrest records like that. I'm like, I know that name, don't I? And I'm like, maybe I don't.
I look at the arrest records too. I'm always like looking at, I don't know, I'm just ate up with crime on that kind of stuff.
I am too, honestly.
Until you get called to them.
Y'all, I was messed up that week. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I guarantee you. Do you have any, like, from being on that show, do you have, or from being in the trial and stuff, do you?
I had a little PTSD there for a minute. Of course, I have PTSD anyway.
Right.
I'm very mentally ill. Anyways. But no, I mean, I did. Like, I could, like, I would just picture all the blood that was there, like, in the cup holders. They were full to the brim.
Oh, my gosh.
Both of them. And the radio or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, all that was covered. And it was like, you just can't get that out of your head. Just walk away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I can understand. I mean, that would. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be traumatizing, like, bad.
Yeah. I mean, because I used to want to be a juror on a murder case, you know. But after this one, I'm like, nope.
Never again.
Next time I'm calling, I'm like, I know them. I gotta go.
I'm out.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy though. I mean, my anxiety was terrible. Like I said, my depression was bad. Like my whole family could tell. Like Shannon, my husband, he was like, are you okay? Yeah. I was like, I think it's this trial, I guess.
Well, I can tell you. I mean, it'd have to be like so stressful too. Yeah. Especially, you know, like you're one of the people that's determining, you know, basically
a person's fate.
Right. Yeah. What's going to go down.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, I can imagine like the.
And not only that, but what got me was the fact that we might could possibly take away a mother. Well, we didn't take away the mother, but the mother was gone and we might possibly could take the father away from those babies, you know, and I could not imagine that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I cried a couple times during that trial. I'm not going to lie.
See, like when it comes to like murder and stuff, I mean, a lot of people, they go to Facebook, they go to all these different things and stuff. And it's like, I mean, a murder thing, nobody wins. You know, I mean, like it's like, especially in that kind of incident, you know, it's like nobody wins. There's so many, both families are affected, you know,
right,
the kids are affected, the, you know, everybody around them's affected, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what, like being part of like a juror like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it sounds, you know, y'all are like confident, you know what,
right,
I mean? Like you had to be sure, you know?
Yeah.
So whenever y'all, I was keeping up with it on, might have been the Tribune or one of them.
Yeah.
And I was actually like keeping up with the trial, like as it was going. And they said, you know, basically they're going to, today's the day you know, they're going to come up with something. It was 4 days in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And y'all, like, who determines that? Does the judge say, okay, we've heard enough. This is basically all the evidence. This is basically all this kind of stuff. Let's try to figure it out today? I mean, how does that work exactly?
So basically what she told us was, like I said earlier, you know, there was 15, there was three alternates. So they didn't get to go in the room with us to deliberate. They went into a separate room. But the people that, you know, were in the deliberation room. God, I can't talk.
Spit it out, Junior.
But anyway, but no, the ones that were there, like, fuck, what was the question? We're going to have to go back on that one. I just went blank.
Oh, don't worry. I do that a lot. I'll be like in the middle of something, but, if you, like the judge, does he say, we're going to figure this out today?
Yeah, okay,
Is that once they feel like all the evidence is out there, all the, does that make sense? Like, it's kind of like, we don't have any more to, like, present you. Y'all have got to come up with a
verdict. Right, yeah. Well, basically how that works is the prosecution and the defense, you know, they get the last words, which the prosecutor, he'll get the first word, and then, you know, the defense gets the last word, I guess you could say. But anyways, and then they'll both say, you know, hey, judge, we're done, or whatever. Right. They say it a lot better than what I just did. But, you know, they say everything's been done and shown. So then we go into the
delivery room.
See, you can't even say it. We go into the room. And we also had rules as far as that goes. So in Alabama, and I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but in Alabama, like you, like whoever the jury is, they cannot leave until everybody has an answer.
So everybody's got to agree the same, or disagree.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
There's no like, well, this person is just absolutely says no, and then the rest are like, yes, there's no. Everybody has to say yes, or everybody has to say no.
So you have to stay until,
as long as it takes.
Really? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's no like, okay, we'll come back tomorrow morning, like, we'll sleep on it. Like,
what they do is, which thankfully we didn't have to go do that this long, but they, she said that we would go until, you know, if we didn't come up with a verdict, that we would go until around midnight, and then we would come back the next day. And then try again until midnight if we had to, you know?
Wow.
Which was like, oh, God, I'm going to fall asleep. No. But in the in that room, I'm not even going to try to say it. In that room, like I said, at first I was on the fence.
There was four of y'all, right?
Yes. On the fence. So there was one girl that was on the fence. I was on the fence. And then there was two that were like, nope, it was a suicide. You can't change my mind. Okay. So when we got to that point, the judge, she actually tells us before we go in there, you know, somebody has to be the talker, I guess you can say. They gave us a piece of paper and he had to fill it out, you know, sign his name and say what the verdict is, you know, guilty or not guilty.
Right.
And then he would have to stand up and tell them our verdict. So the guy, though, he went out to the bailiff that was sitting right outside our door and was like, okay, we have a problem. So we have this many people that are, like, guilty, and then we have this many people that are on the fence. We have this many people that are not guilty, and we can't change their minds. And he was like, well, I guess you'll just have to keep deliberating.
And that means just basically going back through the evidence. Just keep trying. Y'all already know, right?
Yeah.
Do y'all just keep like passing stuff around, like papers, diary, notes?
Well, technically, when we got in there, they only gave us the journals, the pictures. I think that was it, honestly. So we had to ask to hear the 911 call. We had to ask to watch the body cam footage again. Oh, wow. So they brought in a computer, you know, so we could watch the body cam footage, which is what we watched first.
Right.
And then the 911 call after that. Because in the body cam footage, there was really nothing shown that was like, oh, there it is, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a bunch of cops walking around.
And see, I even heard the officer even.
Yeah.
I think whenever he called in or whatever, he was like, looks like suicide to me, you know?
And that's what made me on the fence, you know, at first anyways. But, you know, we kept deliberating, talking. So at this time, I don't know, it was probably, I guess, around 6 or something. This guy that was there, like, he made me so mad. Like, he was cocky and, like, I don't know. I just couldn't stand him. Sorry, but anyways, so I was like, bro, I'm leaving. So I get up and I go out to the bailiff and I was like, can I leave and let one of the other alternates come in? And he was like, no. Or, well, sorry. He said, is there a medical emergency? And I said, well, no. And he said, no, you have to go back inside. And I was like,
oh, wow.
So, which is funny because when we get to the sentencing part, I'll tell you a funny story about that. But anyways, so, you know, once we went through, that's the time after I came back, that's the time we looked through the body cam footage. Didn't see anything. Nobody was changing their minds. We were all, you know, still at that spot. Which I was at guilty by this point just because of his coldness throughout the whole thing.
Just very calm.
Yeah. Just too calm in my opinion, which I know everybody takes situations like that different, but I don't know. I would be hysterical. Like,
we'll be right back.
Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association is currently accepting new members and looking for participants. If you think that's something you might would be interested in, check them out by Facebook or website. Just type in that search engine, Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association. You can find all your rules and regulations there. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe you've been playing a long time. It's all handicapped, so you're not going to have a newcomer playing against a veteran. So everything's matched up to where everything is fair. That's a great group of guys over there. If you're into horseshoes and you want to be yelling ringer, go check it out.
I would have snatched my wife out of that van and like
tried CPR them out. Or something, you know, like,
yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, we watched the body cam footage, didn't see nothing. And then we were like, well, let's listen to the 911 call again. Maybe, you know, there's something there. Because during the trial, like I said, they played the 911 call first and then the body cam footage. Well, we didn't really, not saying we didn't listen, but we didn't know what we were listening for.
Right. You're paying more attention now.
Right.
You're looking for little key things. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So when we finally got the 911 call, this was probably, I guess, around 7:58, something like that. And then whenever he said, you know, that it was laying beside, the gun was laying beside her, we were all of us were like, that's it. He's guilty.
Done.
You know, because in the body cam footage, it shows her holding the gun.
Right.
And she's barely holding it. Like, it's barely in there.
I remember whenever, you know, like the body cam, I guess it was on 48 hours whenever I saw that, where they were like, well, she's still got the gun in her hand. Yeah,
and then it just fell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, it was barely in her hand. Which, I mean, if it was in her hand in the first place, I guess that would make sense, because shooting it, it would probably kind of, I mean, it would probably come off out of your hand, honestly. But anyway, so
then
that's
the
what
second
got it.
Shot, though.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like it would, I mean, I don't know, because it's like so back and forth on this thing. It was like,
right.
But if you would shoot, I would think like your reflexes, you would just be like a bald fist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you would just held that position.
Yeah.
You know, or
and
whatever.
Honestly, most like suicides that happen with gun, they're at their head or their throat or they're like, they're touching their skin.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I saw that too with the forensic person whenever they were talking about that, like it was like 10 inches away or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they can like, watching different shows or whatever, I mean, they can tell, like, if I took blood and slung it on you,
mm-hmm,
or if you just got contact with blood. Yeah. You know, like, you're trying to help somebody, you just came in contact with it. That's pretty amazing. They can actually take some fabric and tell that, hey, this was like explosive, like, you know, like it was, I don't know how to explain that. Yeah, know what I mean, though? Like, the way, I mean, forensics is...
It's crazy how they do that and how they figure out things. Like,
yeah, it is. It's amazing. I mean, it's like, you know, they can tell anything. I mean, to be able to look at a bullet that's been fired and hit concrete sometimes and say, well, we'll fire another gun. We'll fire that gun with the same round and it'll cut it the same way or whatever, notch it, grave it or whatever. And
Yeah, that and like how they can tell, like, oh, she's been dead for 48 hours, or oh, he mm-hmm. shot it, you know, yesterday. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. I learned a lot, honestly, about that kind of thing. Like, because what, like, the burns, like, you know, she got shot right here mm-hmm. first, and there was like burn marks on her.
See, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, which is called stippling. It's the blood and kind of a burn mark.
That's where the bullet's actually hot coming out.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Okay.
See, that's so cool. I hate to say that's cool, but well, I mean, like, yeah. But it's interesting. I guess I should say, yeah.
And it was more, you know, you could see it, like, on her jaw shot. But up here, there was, like, none.
Really?
Which is how she figured out that it was, you know, at least 10 inches away. Because, like, what happened was, or what I think, I don't know if this is true, but they were saying that this was the first shot and this was the second, obviously. But what I think was, like, he was close enough right there to cause the stippling. He freaked out, backed up, and shot her again, you know?
Right.
But another thing that she also said was hair. It kind of, if there's hair in the way, then, you know, the stippling won't really show up that good.
That, you know? I saw that, too, from the forensic lady.
And, I mean, it was like, like right here, like you, there was a little bit of hair, but I mean, for the most part, there was like 3 or 4 dots that were like stippling, you know, the burn and the blood.
So that means that the shot was further away.
Yeah, it had to have been further away. See, and with your non-dominant hand, I mean, you'd literally have to like, it's awkward.
Well, you would think too, you know, I was thinking about this, like if you're, say I'm sitting in that driver's seat,
yeah,
and the car door's closed,
mm-hmm.
and I've got this gun. It's 10 inches away. That's probably about 10 inches, yeah. And I fire this thing.
I mean,
my non-dominant hand, you would think it would like hit the window or something, you know.
And you know the fact that there was no blood on that door, and it was ajar or closed, as he said.
Yeah.
Like, okay, come on now, really?
Yeah.
And the gun wasn't even in her door. In the body cam footage, it shows you that it was never even in the door.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we don't even know where the hell it came from.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So there's even, like, a lot of facts that were not shown. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Because they kept 48 hours out of the courtroom.
Right.
So, I mean, you didn't get to hear, like, what all was said and, you know, all that kind of stuff and whatnot. And, you know, talking about the lie detector. I'm going to get off the subject for just a second because this is kind of, this is pretty, my fishing buddies will appreciate this, but I was in a fishing tournament one time. Yeah. I've never seen a lie detector test work. I've been around fishing tournaments and all this, and I've placed top 10, you know, a couple of tournaments, whatever. And a lot of times they'll just randomly select within the top 40 or whatever. Hey, third place is going to be done. Ninth place is getting tested. 22nd place or whatever, you know. Really? I mean, they just randomly hit them.
Yeah.
And this one time I was in this big fish tournament and I actually was in like second place or whatever after the first day out of like 1,200 and something people.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it was lucky. But my buddy Richard, he'll back me up on this. But It was cool because I was sitting in these chairs and I won the hour or whatever. I had 8.5 pounder
mm-hmm.
and I won the hour and they called me out that I had to get a lie detector test and I had to have a boat check, which was fine because I'm legal.
Right. You know? Yeah.
And dadgummit, there was this gentleman come up and he said, "You Jacob?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Let's go look at your boat first." I said, "Okay." So we go down. He wants to see what I caught that fish on. Just to make sure it was something illegal or I didn't have a live bait or anything, you know. And I showed him all this. I showed him that I had another one in the live well. I was going to try to weigh too also. And I said, "I'm going to go up." Or he said, "Y'all boys go back out fishing. Have fun. Congratulations," or whatever. Yeah. I said, "No, I got to take this lie detector test." I was so pumped. Nervous. No, I was so pumped.
Really?
I was so pumped. I wanted to. Yeah, I was totally legal. I was totally legal. I wanted to see what they ask. I want to see what they hook you all up to and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, you passed." I'm like, "I passed.
How did you do it, bro?"
He's like, "You would have never made it this far. You would have gotten that boat and hauled ass." You know, like you were.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because, and I,
I even looked at Richard, which was my partner, and I said, "What do you want to do?" He said, "You really want to take that lie detector test?" I said, "I kind of do. You know, I kind of want to see what they ask and stuff. Yeah. You know, because I'm totally legal. You know, right. It's like, you know, I'm not going to cheat at someone I love, you know, anyway. But yeah, yeah. I never got to take one.
Dang.
No, out of all the, I know. And I could have been like, well, they hook you up like this, you know, yeah. They ask you this, and the meter, whatever, you know. And
I don't think I could ever take one and pass one, honestly. With my anxiety, no.
Really?
I mean, I'd be freaking out anyways. And then, no, I'd fail it. I'd tell them right away. I'd be like, "You can take it, but I'm gonna fail it." But I swear I didn't do anything.
I've heard of so many like people like trying to cheat that thing. They'll put like a thumbtack or something in the bottom of their shoe.
Mm-hmm,
you know, they say that works to keep from the tapping or whatever. Or the tap or whatever.
Yeah, that nervous like.
Yeah. You know, you got that foot shaking and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I never got to take one. That was the closest I ever got.
Dang.
And it was funny as we was like pulling back off to go back fishing again. I said, "Man, I should have went." He said, "You should have." I said, "I just love to see, like, what they ask you."
Yeah.
You
know? That's like a once-in-a-lifetime, just like me being on that trial. That's right. Literally, like, once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
That guy that's on 48 Hours.
Yeah.
That talked to you and everybody. He would make a hell of an interrogator. He would. I mean, he was like straight to the point, bold.
Yes, his face stayed that way too. But I don't even think I've seen that man smile. No, I did. But I mean, during the show though, I mean, he was like,
"Oh yeah." Focused, I mean, he was, you know, even when he interviewed like Jason, he was very just like, "Buddy, that don't happen much." You know, I mean, like he didn't. There was no reserve whatsoever.
Yes, but not all.
Did you ever like see him like there? Was it, you think it was filmed with like him only and then like you? And yeah. Then, you
like
know.
It was just me there whenever they filmed me. And then, you know, his mom, or not his mom, but her mom, you know, they went to the park and then wherever else. So yeah, it was like different times. Like we weren't ever all together. Like,
wasn't all the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's awkward though is I don't know if y'all saw me walking down from the that was the awkwardest thing ever, because I mean we're on 31, busiest road in freaking town, in the middle of town, and I'm sitting there having to go watch cars go by, and I'm just like, oh my god, it was terrible.
They made you out of this schoolgirl. I'm kidding.
Really?
Oh. I was going to ask you about that too. Like, whenever you had, you know, they were like, "Megan, bro," you know, or whatever, and you were like walking by and stuff. It was like, so, like, where all did y'all like film? And then I know you said they only use like a small portion of everything they ask you. I guess they just try to cut the highlights, maybe, or.
I guess. I don't know. Cause I mean, that man asked, I mean, I was there for 3 hours. You know, that man asked me a lot of questions.
Wow.
But they just use, I guess, they just got straight to the point, basically, you know, and just got to where how we came to our verdict. But I wish they would have said more or played more of mine. But, I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. I got my 15 minutes of fame. I got noticed at Walmart, bro.
No.
I was like, really? You noticed me? Oh, I had a big head after that one.
TV!
You want my autograph? I honestly didn't think I would get noticed, to be honest. But, I mean, I guess a lot of people watched it.
There was a lot of people. I know when Coleman Daily put that out, I mean, there was so many people sharing that and everything. I mean, you got to think, it's CBS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's across the country.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, that's everywhere.
There's people like me, you know, I watch a lot of them. Hell, I might watch something from Dallas, Texas. You know, I mean, like, I just...
Yeah.
I'm interested. One thing about the crime and stuff, I hate people get murdered. I hate all that kind of stuff,
you know.
But I do, I think it's neat how they're able to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like they're like, well, you had blood on your clothes, or, hey, I know you shot a gun because you know, or whatever. And the technology nowadays, I mean, you could not get away with anything.
You can't.
Uh-uh.
I mean, even people from back in, like, 1980s, now the DNA is what it is now.
Oh, yeah, they're going back to these cold case files and stuff.
And they're
like,
yep, that guy's going to prison. He may not have much left, but he's still going to prison.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. See, it's crazy. I like watching the old mobster stuff too.
Yeah.
You know, like seeing way back when they had like hitmen, that kind of stuff, you know. And a lot of that stuff they dig up now. I know. Where they're like, hey, he was in prison for 6 murders, we thought, but now there's 21 more. Mm-hmm. You know, like it.
Yeah. It is crazy though how they can come up with stuff and like tell a time frame or any of that. It's wild.
It is. It is very, it interests me. Like, I should have went and like the FBI or something, because yeah. I mean, I'm like so eat up with it.
Well, I think what like interests me in true crime is like, what is the killer thinking? Like, what is,
what goes through his mind?
Yeah. Like, yeah. What makes you think, hey, I'm going to go kill my wife right now? You know, like, right. How do you get to that conclusion?
And a lot of times, I think a lot of people probably really, they lose their shit and they don't think about their actions maybe sometimes. Yeah. But you know, like, I mean, you're talking about like domestic violence. Police officers hate to go to domestic violence stuff. I mean, but like, people nowadays, the values just aren't there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it has to do with people don't want to work. I really believe that, right. Because
you got too much time on their hands.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, well, I'd love that I have that Xbox 19 or whatever, you know.
You're
and
broke.
My grandma's got $400 on her wallet. I mean, there's so much of that kind of stuff that goes on where it's just, you know, that's what I was telling y'all, listening to interrogations almost every day, all day.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like people kill their kids for insurance money.
Yeah, that is crazy. They're right there.
And you're like, you're sick. But almost, they can't be in their right mind. I mean, they can't be.
And I know, like, a lot of, like, true crime, like, YouTubers that I watch, you know, they all, not all, but they, I feel like they kind of, I guess, blame it, for like a better word, but blame it on, like, their childhood.
Right, yeah.
But, like, I mean, you know, there's plenty of people out there like me. I didn't have a good childhood. You don't see me out here killing people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it's like a spur of the moment kind of thing, you know? Like, it may not be spur of the moment right then, but, you know, they have this thought and they're like, I could do that. You know, I could kill my parents and get all their money in this house. You know what I mean? And they're just like, that sounds like a really good idea. And then a week later, they're dead.
Oh, yeah.
That's you right. know?
The only way I could really honestly shoot someone or whatnot is if they were breaking into my home. Mm-hmm. And I really felt like my wife, and not even so much me, if I was home alone, honest to God, the person I am and the bullshitter I am, I could probably talk them out of it. You know what I mean?
It's something but, you can, really.
Yeah. But if my wife and kids is here, I'm going to defend my house.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of that stuff, yeah, you're right. It's like a spur of the moment. People get so mad these days over like the smallest stuff, you know.
Snowflakes.
And you're like, calm down, Karen.
It's not that bad, bro. Like, you'll be over it in an hour, I promise.
Yeah, and people don't. They just really like overthink. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's always interested me though. Like, how did you come to that conclusion? Like, especially with kids, like that just baffles me.
Oh, me too. I mean, it's like to me and you, that doesn't even seem like that's real.
Right.
But it happens.
I know. You know? So much, too.
It does. It happens a lot.
Especially with like human trafficking and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a real thing. Like, when it first was like viral, I guess, I was like, it won't happen in this small ass town. You know what I mean?
But it can.
But like, the more you look at it, it's like, wow. It's, you know, like,
I feel like nowadays everything's could be next door. You could have a human trafficker. You could have a child molester. You could have, I mean, like back when me and you were younger, we never heard this crap.
No.
Uh-uh.
I mean, we didn't come home until the lights came on. The street lights came on, you know, and we were miles away.
Yeah. And your house, your front door was open.
Yeah.
Came right in. Hey, mom, I'm home.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, where are you
ready?
Well, you got time to get a bath. You know what I mean? It's like, exactly. It'll be ready in 30 minutes. But
now?
Everything nowadays, I don't really care where you're at. I feel like everything is close to home. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. I mean, like, murders. I mean, everything is like right in front of you sometimes, you know?
Well, I mean, like this case, it happened in Gold Ridge.
Right, yeah.
Which is what, like, less than 10 miles away from us?
Yeah, it's not far.
So that's another thing why I was like, why are y'all picking me when y'all know my address? And we're like, I'm like here, and he's like here, you know? Oh, yeah. And we're not allowed to go past his house. That was one another rule she gave us. And I'm like, I take Goldridge to go home, though, you know?
So you got a detour now, yeah.
So it's like, really?
And see, not being funny or anything about this, but like, I almost feel like people that are, I really kind of blame the judicial system, because I don't feel like something in that case where it could be like a suicide or a homicide should go 5 years before it's brought before the judge. I think that should be very quick. I think, hey, we're not going to lock you up because we're going to lock you up, but we know you could be innocent. Right. You know, we're going to put you in this jail cell, right, but we're going to have your case like next week. We're going to find some folks or whatever, and maybe even just get 12 people together and say, hey, look, let's look through these facts and stuff. You tell me whether you think he needs to be in jail or not, or her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Well, like in this case, like, you know, he was out for a year before he got arrested, right?
I saw that, yeah.
He was in jail for 30 minutes, Jacob. 30 minutes, and he got bailed out. How in the hell can you get bailed out for a murder charge, really?
Yeah, you should not.
Like,
child molesters, murderers. Yes. You know, I mean, like,
rapist,
yes. Because in my opinion, I really feel like child molesting is murder.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like raping a woman is murder because, I mean, you have scarred this person for life. It's not like I just came up and stole your cell phone out of your car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I can get a cell phone. You know, yeah. I can get a new cell phone. You know, but I mean, you're really like taking a part of who a person is or who they will be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I really feel like that. I really do.
It's true. For real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so scary because, like you said, it's always so close to home now. Like, it's everywhere. You can't escape it.
Mm-mm.
You know?
No, you can't. You can't get around it. I mean, it's,
yeah.
And right here where we live, I would trust if I broke down in the middle of Coleman, I would trust walking home, and I don't want this place to turn into where it used to when I worked in some of these places like New Orleans and some of this kind of stuff, where when it got dark, hey, I ran to the work truck. You know what I mean? Just scared to death.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and I'm no kid at this moment. You know, it's like,
right.
Yeah, I don't know where I am. I don't know the area I'm in, but like Coleman, I mean, this is a very good town. You know what I mean? And it is. It's very low crime on a lot of stuff. Drugs are
a little out of
going
control,
nuts. Yeah.
But as far as like murders and rapists, stuff like that, like we're a pretty safe town, honestly.
Yeah, we
are. Coleman County is, you know.
There's,
it's just crazy.
It is. And, you know, like the schools and that kind of stuff. Like we drop Leah Kate off, drop Walker off. And it's like, you go to work and you don't even really think about things that could happen, you know? And yeah, that's what I do not want this town to turn into, like, you know,
Memphis or, you know,
right,
yeah,
some of these places like in Illinois, you know, where
Chicago and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and another thing is like, you know, he was out for 5.5 years, right? Well, the crime happened in 2017. He got arrested in 2018, and then they blamed it on COVID. And I'm like, COVID didn't really show up until 2020.
Right, yeah.
So why didn't we have his trial before then? Why did y'all let him out? Why, you know, I just had so many questions. Like, why are y'all messing up so bad?
Right.
Sorry, but I mean, you know, like.
Well, child molesters, you'll see where so-and-so gets busted. It's everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, and you'll see like where so-and-so's child got, this guy, that you get to see them so many times, you'll recognize them. And you're like, damn, they're from almost Jasper. But I know I've seen him in paper 3 times this year. You know, and then he's right back out again.
It's crazy.
And it's like, no, lock him up or castrate him. You know what I mean?
Please.
That's what I think should happen, honestly.
Yeah.
God, you know?
I don't know.
But we've got like you said, it goes back to, well, he was abused growing up, you know.
They make excuses. And right, it's like, I'm sorry, but there is no excuse for that.
That's
none.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
You know,
yeah.
None. Mm-mm. And like, you know, even like with like the death penalty and stuff like that, like I don't really believe in the death penalty because I feel like, you know, if you're going to be that kind of person, then you need to sit in that cell, think about what you've done for the rest of your life.
Right, yeah.
And be miserable.
Sometimes the death penalty would be an easy way out for it is. Somebody, you know.
Or yeah. If they take their own life, you know, in their cell or wherever, you know, like that's cowardly. I'm sorry, but it right, is, yeah. You know.
I would be trying to like, which I can't put myself in that position because I've never really
right. It's hard
know, thought about it, yeah. You know, and stuff and
I would try though. I'd be like a pill after pill after pill, you know, if I was a bad person. But you know, but I don't know. It's just the justice system is so.
Yeah, it's screwed.
It is.
Even people in the justice system will tell you it's screwed. It is screwed, yeah. It really is. It is. And like, you could take somebody that's never really been in trouble and he could get caught doing something or whatever. And oh my God, they'll throw the book at him.
Yeah, it's like wrong place, wrong time. And this guy has life while you have this murderer over here getting out 30 minutes later.
Right, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, make it make sense. The math ain't mathing.
That's right.
Yeah. It ain't.
Maybe it's supposed to be like Common Core where you like.
Oh, I hate Common Core. I do too. Xander comes up to me with his homework and I'm like, bro, you're up to Google it. I don't know. I don't know.
Thank God I married an accountant because of the massive. But talking about that kind of stuff, Leah Kay's already like learning words. Lord help me. I think she was in kindergarten where she spelled like Wednesday, February. You know what I mean? It's like. I think I was in seventh grade before I started like messing with that, you know?
February, speaking of, I just learned how to spell it like the other day.
You left the R out, didn't you?
Yes. So it was like Feb, not the R. It was like February or February. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. That's so embarrassing, but it's true.
I'm like, if you're going to put a silent letter in there, just leave the damn thing out. Right? You know what I mean? Well, yeah. This freaking school system stuff too, like it, and teachers will bitch about it. You know, they're like,
we have to teach it, so you know.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, yeah, well, I'm trying to learn it myself sometimes. You know,
yeah. Like, well, some answers Xander will just leave blank, you know, because he doesn't know, and right. I don't know either. And you know, and because they always have to show their work, that's the problem. Like, you can't just get the calculator out and do it. You know what I mean? You yeah. have to show your work now, so it's like. You're on your own.
See, I love the teachers. You remember they used to be like, you ain't gonna have no calculator in your pocket. It's like,
you wanna bet?
2023, baby. Actually, I guess like 2004, maybe. Yeah. 2004 or something, yeah. Probably. Yeah. When yeah.
Yeah, I graduated in 2009. So yeah. Yeah, that was stupid. When you had to have those big, you remember those big old calculators we used to have?
What was it, a Texas Instrument?
Yes!
Hey, I'm going to tell you, as dumb as I was, I couldn't figure that thing out unless it was adding and subtracting.
It's like a dang computer to a one-year-old. I'm serious.
It was like a this huge, like it was like, so what do you do again to get percentage again? You know, it's like.
I think you can even do fractions on that mother. Like, what?
You could if you knew the buttons.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I think I finally figured it out, though. That's why I got good grades in math. Yeah,
that's right. So, when me and you were talking about the sentencing.
Yeah.
And, like, the sentencing, it would be extremely hard for me to put somebody on death row. I honestly think it would be easier for me if it was like a... child molester. I really think child molesting is murder, in my own opinion, agree. You know.
Yeah, anything to do with the child is just fucked up.
Don't mess with the kids. Yeah, I mean, it's like.
My husband, whatever.
Yeah, you know? If you think a kid's attractive, you're in bad shape. Yeah.
Go find Jesus, bro. Go find Jesus.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's. And it's everywhere.
I know. It's so crazy how close to home, like you said, and it literally is. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be next door for all the hell we know, you know?
Yeah. And you were talking about like the death penalty. I know, like, but there's no way in hell I could have like I couldn't do that. And one thing is, it's like, I'm not God. I'm not going to choose your destiny. Right. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Do I think you're guilty or something? Sure. But I'm not going to be like, okay, well, you need to die. You know what I mean? Like, I could do it myself.
Because, like I said, that's the cowardly way out, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean, he needs to sit there and think about what he's did for the rest of his life, and I hope it haunts him.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, I hope you have dreams about it. Whatever. Like, I hope you live miserably.
Right, yeah.
You know?
I've seen so many of these prison... Like, our prisons are so... I watch a lot of that stuff where it's... it'll show where they put... What is it? 30 days in or something.
Oh, yeah,
that show. Yeah. And it's like, you got like all these people. They're basically just kind of hanging out or wanting to fight or whatever. Oh, but yeah. Like, you look at like Russia or some of these other places.
Mexico is a really.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, they're in like a 4x4.
Yeah.
You know, they get out. I think they get, you know, most of those people are just solid white. You know, I mean, they don't even have any kind of skin tone whatsoever because they don't let them out. I think they give them like a book every.
Yeah, something like that. Like you literally, like if you know, you're on death row or whatever, you have to sit in your cell for 23 hours. You get out 1 hour. And that's to go in a little bitty cage outside.
That's right.
And to get a shower. And then that's it.
Yeah. And you just get to walk that little. 15 by whatever. And
yeah. That's there might it, be know? A basketball goal there or something, but that's literally, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I mean, Shannon has told me so many horror stories from, you know, prison and jail and stuff. I'm like, I would die the first day.
Oh, yeah, me too. I do not want to go to jail.
No.
I don't.
I've never even been in trouble. I mean, besides like speeding tickets and stuff like that. But
yeah,
as far as like in trouble, I remember one time, and Shannon, baby, I'm sorry for telling the story, but I have to. It's funny. we got pulled over. Me and Shannon got pulled over, and they ran his name, of course, and stuff. And at the time, he, you know, he was a felon, which he's not now. He got pardoned.
Right.
And
Shannon's as good a guy as I know.
Yes, really. Yeah, he really is.
Shannon's a good person.
Yeah, it's not like he did anything bad, and... to deserve that.
He was
but
probably
anyways,
younger too.
And, yeah. He was young and dumb, drugs, you know, whatever. Yeah. But anyways, so, you know, we got pulled over and I guess our windows were too tinted at the time. He had this little bitty car. I don't even remember what it was. He didn't have it very long. But this cop like made us get out, which he was used to. But he, you know, made me get out too. And I've never had to do that. Like we had to sit down on the ground. He had a dog that went through the car.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I didn't have my license on me, but he, you know, asked for my license. I was like, I don't have it, but I know my number, you know, by heart. So I told it to him and then he comes back. He was like, that's the wrong number. And I was like, no, it's not. Try it again.
Oh God.
So he went and tried it again. And then he came back and he was like, you're good. You don't go. But I'm like, I've never had that happen. I was so scared. I mean, I've never had that happen to me. I was like, Shannon was like, it's okay, babe. You're good. We're not doing anything bad, so you're good.
Did y'all have to tear the tent off? Did you have so many days to like get rid of the tent and stuff? Or did they even just let you kind of slide on it?
Yeah, because I think he checked the tent. This was when we first got married, but I think he checked the tent and it was like just barely legal. So we kind of think that he was just messing with us more than getting us for tinted windows. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Because that car was like new, so we didn't have a tag for it at the time either. You know?
Yeah.
So, and you know how cops are. If you don't have a tag, they're going to make sure if you're in that 20, 30 days or not.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. They want to, yeah.
But that was the scariest thing to me. I was like, I've never had this happen in my life.
I had, when I worked on the railroad, this is so funny. This guy had like this Crown Vic, you know, or whatever. And it was brown and he had his windows. I'm talking about tinted out completely.
Dang.
And he got pulled over in LaGrange, Georgia for his tent being too, you know,
too dark. Yeah.
Yeah. So he, they wrote him a warning. So it was the next, he tells us about it and everything, you know, at work, whatnot. Yeah. And, we worked like Monday through Thursday. So we went home on the weekend and whatnot. We had to go back to LaGrange. Well, that Sunday is when everybody went back, you know, just to get in the hotel or whatever for the next morning of work.
Yeah.
And this guy, we were sitting in the lobby of the hotel. This guy. I'm getting choked. Hold on. He comes in. He's got his bags. And he's soaked. Soaking wet. It was raining like crazy.
Oh, God.
I hope y'all can hear me because I just got choked. We were like, what happened, man?
Yeah.
He said, once I got in Georgia, even though it was raining like crazy, I drove the whole way with my windows down. And it was raining.
Oh, because, oh, poor guy.
He didn't want to take his tent off.
Oh. Oh, my God.
And he said, how many more weeks are we working down here?
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I know. It was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, we were like,
just tear the tent off, man. No.
I love it. No.
We're like, the chances of you running into that same officer again is very slim.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. One of my friends, she got pulled over twice by the same cop in ARAB.
Yeah.
First, and she was speeding because she speeds everywhere. But anyways, the first time was speeding. You know, she got her ticket, blah, blah, blah. Well, the second time, and she has her children, well, kids, like, she has a boy that's Sanders' age, and then she has two girls that one's about to go into high school and one's already in high school. But he, I guess, like, leaned into her window or something, you know, when it was down.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, ma'am, step out. She was, or no, 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 no. He was like, ma'am, I'm going to have you do a breathalyzer test because this smells like alcohol. And she smelled and she was like, it's literally perfume. Yeah, like she opened her thing and she was like, see, it's perfume.
Oh, God.
He made
probably
her,
thought she was covering something up.
Yeah, he made her blow all in front of her kids now. Her kids are freaking out. And, you know, he still made her blow. And obviously, you know, it was 000, you know, because she wasn't drinking. It was freaking perfume. She was so mad. Oh, she was so mad. But I mean, that was kind of stupid. Like, perfume does not smell like alcohol.
No, it don't to me, no. I like, don't have the door and be like, you going on a date or what? You
know? Yeah, like, I don't know. It was weird. She was so pissed, though.
She was. Have you seen the, I know this is way off subject. Anybody that listens to this podcast is like, this dude jumps around. I'm ADHD.
Excuse I'm ADD. Him.
Yeah. You can be talking about a president and I'll jump to, did you see that truck the other day come
Squirrel.
Through?
Really?
Did you see that big old jacked up truck come through town? So cool. You know, whatever. Yeah, I'm like really bad about skipping around. Bud Light. Have you been seeing that stuff about Bud Light?
No.
They got the transgender.
No. Are you serious?
And people were pouring out their Bud Light. Like, they're like, one guy made a video where he's like drinking this Bud Light, you know, whatever. And he comes up. Then when he comes back down and he looks, he's got mascara on.
Oh my God. I think I've seen something like that on TikTok.
That's what they've got this. They've got this transgender now, you know, or whatever it's like. That's like their mascot, I think, or something. And I'm not really sure, but yeah, she's on the can. She's on the can.
She. What is it? I don't know. No, I went to Walmart the other day, last weekend or whatever, to get groceries, and in the ARAB one, you know, the beers are here and the milks are, well, the cheeses and stuff's right there.
Because y'all don't drink.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. But
I wouldn't drink Bud Light whether it had a. Pamela Anderson on it. Shit,
beer tastes like beer tastes like piss to me.
Natural
in general.
Light. It's natural light, girl. It's the beer of champions.
Now, because I'm a whiskey girl, and you know I don't need no chaser. Like I just drink it straight. It's good to me.
Yeah.
Or Fireball or something like that.
Fireball's good.
Yeah.
I like Fireball.
But if I get drunk, Michelob will be the only beer that I would drink.
Michelob Ultra's good.
I like Michelob Ultra. Yeah, but I have to be drunk. But anyways, I was looking at the beer or whatever. I don't even know why, but I was looking at the beer and I seen Bud Light and it was like in like a white can and it was like girly looking. And I looked over and I was like, what? Mm-hmm. So they have like, I guess like girly drinks now or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's weird.
It's went straight transgender.
I'm sorry. I don't want to offend anybody, but.
No, I don't want to either. I was just like.
I mean, be you, you know, by all means. I don't care, but it's just weird to me how people are like making these companies like do these things. And, oh, like, yeah. The bathrooms. And it's like. If you're a girl and you want to transition into a boy, that's totally fine. Be you, go use the men's bathroom, and that'd be right, that. Yeah. Like, why is there people out here bitching about that? You know, like, right. Just let them be. Like, let them do their thing. I don't know. I mean,
see, that's what me. I don't judge people. Right. I don't judge people by the way they look. I don't judge people. I don't care if you're. The richest person, or if you're the poorest person, I can get along with anybody.
You really can.
I like people. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what, and, a lot of this stuff I joke about, you know?
Right.
But if I had like a gay friend to call me, it was like, which, I mean, I don't really have one, but if I did, you know, and they had I'll tell you a story, actually.
Okay. Story time.
we were in Auburn, and, we were tailgating. And I saw this guy, and he was like trying like crazy to figure out how he was going. He had a flat tire, and he was in a parking lot, and we were in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. We were set up there in the parking lot.
You weren't with your father-in-law, were you?
Yeah, I was.
Oh no.
So, and one of his buddies too. Yeah, from Huntsville.
I can only imagine Terry.
So, which Terry, you know, he don't get involved in nothing.
Right,
Terry,
right,
Terry stays
right,
out of everything. Yeah. All jokes or whatever. He's not, unless it's right. An Alabama joke or something, he's not going to. And,
he's like this. Don't fire me, boss. I love you.
Terry and him are good people. Like you
they are.
Very seldom get them caught up, like talking about somebody or something, you know? And, but I kept watching this guy and he kept walking around. I could tell he's having trouble, you know? Yeah. Well, I'm like, I look over at Terry's buddy. I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to show him how to change this tire, I guess, yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah. We end up being like, a gay person, and, you know, and it was so funny to me because I was like, you need some help. My mom's trying to tell me on the phone what I'm supposed to do, like change this tire. That's what he says, you know, mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I changed a tire in like 15 minutes, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Show me. You know, he's like, show me. You know, whatever. I changed his tire. And he goes, I think I might have gave him like a half hug or something, you know, because he was so excited that he was on his way.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a front tire flat, too. Oh. So I took one of the front tires, put it in the back.
Yeah.
Because you don't want your front tire being a donut.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
So I put one of the back tires in the front. And when I walked back up, the face, it wasn't Terry, it was Terry's buddies. They were like, how'd that go? I was like, yeah, that's what you thought. You know?
It's exactly what
you're
thinking.
Dude had no idea how to change a tire. You know what I mean? But like, things don't bother me. Gay people don't bother me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't care. You
at
know?
The end of the day, we fall asleep just
that's
fine.
Right. That we all.
They don't bother us.
That's right, yeah. We've all got the red blood, you know what I mean? It's
exactly.
Like a, yeah. Yeah,
I don't condone racism or anything like
me
that.
Either.
You know,
no.
I mean, I don't have any gay friends either, but you know, I mean, I don't care what anybody does in their
me
life.
Either. I'm just like,
do just, you, boo?
That's right. I live my life.
Yeah.
You're nice to me. I'm nice to you.
Yeah.
I mean, life
especially,
goes on.
Especially if know? I don't even really know that person. I'm just like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
Like.
That's right. Yeah.
It is what it is.
That's what I don't know. I guess my mom and dad were, which we went through like a very kind of, I mean, we went through a very like poor state during one time, you know, and mm-hmm. stuff. And I appreciate that because.
Right. A lot of people do.
Right. Yeah. You know, and nowadays, you know, I may help somebody out at Christmas or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like that builds your character a lot more if you're exposed to like, do you know so-and-so might not get nothing for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or whatnot. My parents were really good about that. Like,
yeah.
You know so-and-so might not get nothing for Christmas. Let's do this or,
right.
You know.
Or y'all get like one big gift and that's it. You know
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's what's wrong with me. I was spoiled as hell. Ask mom. I was spoiled as hell as a little kid. Like, my mom, till I moved out, was hanging up my clothes. I mean.
See, I feel like I was spoiled too. Yeah. You know, even through the poor times, it was like, you know, we were all together, you know, and stuff, and we had food on the table.
Yeah.
It might not have been steaks and potatoes, you know, but I mean, we were pretty close-knit family growing up. You know what I mean?
Right, like, yeah. But what they did, my parents did teach me, is it doesn't matter. Like, you still need to work for your money. Right. You know, you still need to work to have whatever you want. You know, like, all the stuff that we're giving you, we worked for that. So you have to do that for your kids when you have, you know what I mean? So, I wouldn't say it's a good thing to be poor, but I mean,
it does. It gets you to that where you're like, I've been there. You know what I mean? I might have been young, but I've been there.
Right.
You know? And I wouldn't look at those times any different than if I would open 50 presents or whatever, you know, because it was like, we have each other, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, growing up family, and stuff. Yeah. But, awesome.
We got off track a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I told you, I said I could. There's only two things that I would not have to write anything down about, and that's fishing and crying.
And you're right. You didn't write nothing down, so neither did I, honestly.
And I've got a notebook underneath here of people that's been on. Yeah. And I mean, I have like, I've done tore the notes out.
Like, I need to ask this question.
Yeah, I'm like, well, you always want to write stuff down to where you're like, oh, I definitely want to ask that, you know, or whatever. And every single time, like, I end a podcast or whatever, people are like, dang it.
I should have said that.
I wish I would have said this, you know.
Yeah.
That's why nowadays I've even finished with, like, you got anything else, you know, or whatever.
Right. And that's kind of how I was with the 48 hours thing. Like, they were like, is there anything else you want to tell us, you know? And, of course, I told them some stuff. And, you know, because I had a lot to say, I feel like. I wish they would have showed more. But it's okay. I was still on the show.
Yeah.
And it was for a good reason. So
you nailed it. I mean, you did. You did. Because that would have been a very – I mean, I feel like that was a very brave thing to do. I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, like, it takes a lot of courage to go up and be like, I stand by my decision.
Right.
You know, I'll talk to them. Whoever, even coming on this podcast, you know, I appreciate the crap out of it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm the type of person that when I believe in something or whatever, like, that's it.
Right, yeah.
You know, like, that's what I believe in, and that's that.
Yeah.
And I'll stick by it till I die.
Well, you did great on that.
Yeah.
It was and fun. You do some TikTok, like, makeup stuff. Mm-hmm. You sell makeup too, right?
Kind of. I mean, I still do. Yeah, I sell pharmacy, but I don't really post it a whole lot anymore like I used to. But, like, Whitney and Mom and Beth, some other people still buy from me.
Right, you know, yeah.
My best friend and that kind of thing. But I love doing makeup.
That's why with this podcast, I know a lot of people, like, laugh at me and they're like, what is this moron on the radio? You know, it's like, I'm having fun. I can care less what anybody says.
You're doing something you love. That's like, right, yeah. It's a hobby, you know?
It's fun, yeah.
And everybody needs a hobby.
Yes, they do.
So you don't go out killing people.
And honestly, you know, I've always said that about people. Like, people come to me and it's like, man, I really feel like I've got right across my forehead. It's like, tell me your problems. A lot of times, you know, and I'm okay with that because it's like, what do you do for fun?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Well, what do you like something. To do? You know, I know you're good at drawing or something. You know, it's like, draw.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what am I going to draw? Well, just draw. You know, I mean, it's like
whatever comes to you.
Every person I feel like needs like a, you know, you got your family and stuff. You love your family. And I really feel like people need, like, something they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, personally, like, per person, I feel like everybody should have something they do.
Yeah. Like, with Shannon, my husband, I mean, he loves Jeeps. So, what does he do? He builds Jeeps.
Right.
Like, he built his own Jeep. He's almost done with mine. He's going to build Xander one, and then he's going to build another one. Like I said, like I told you earlier, we literally have 6 Jeeps in our backyard. They're torn apart. They don't really work. But, I mean, he loves Jeeps, so.
Yeah, I'll tell you about Shannon, too. Like, I've asked him before, just little small things. I'm like,
hey, bud, if you get a little free time, you think you might can help me out with this? By God, he's there.
He's so smart,
he really
too.
Is. He's a good person.
He really
is. If I called and asked him something, I mean, like, he would do it.
Yeah.
You know, he don't want anything in return.
No, he doesn't. No. He never will take it.
Cause me and him, when we were building this house and he was helping me out, I said, do you drink beer? He said, no, I don't. I said, what kind of cigarettes you smoke? He said, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to try to buy me some cigarettes.
He told me that. He was like, damn, Jacob gave me cigarettes. I told him not to. He was mad. And I was like, it's okay.
I'm like, I want to give you something because it's your time. You know, it's your time. Yeah. But yeah, Shannon's always, every time I've ever asked him about anything, he's always been Johnny on the spot. He's like, you know, and, you know, he'll even be like, well, man, I got busy today, but I'm gonna try to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which I don't expect it. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm most things I ask for time on time, you know, like but I mean you can tell like he's really like one of those people that's hey, it's my friend. I really wanna do that for him or whatever. Yeah.
He's really good and he's so smart about like
everything.
Like as far really as construction, vehicles, like it blows my mind. Like I still learn things now that he just figured out like I don't know, his brain's different than some because he'll literally look at something and be like, I mean, he'll like take something apart just to take it apart and put it back together, just to see how it works, you know, like he's so smart.
Yeah, he is and he's one like a genuine person. Like he's
definitely,
he's like, he's not one of those people that's like, hey, I'll go do that. Maybe he'll give me this or, yeah, I mean, like, he don't want anything in return. No. And like for me, like some of the stuff he's done for me, it's like the one thing I can do in return is buy you beer or cigarettes. Or,
because
I know you're not going to take no money, you know? It's
money's definitely a no.
Yeah, and it's like, I know I can't beat you up or something to take the money. So I'm just like,
everybody's scared of my husband, y'all. I don't know if it's the tattoos.
But he's the quiet type. He's nice. He's quiet.
Yeah.
And it's like.
But when he's done with you, he is absolutely done with you. And that's He doesn't cause drama. He hates drama.
Right. You would have to start something with him. He's not one.
And you don't want to do that, I promise you. Because he's. like I said, when he's done, he's done.
Yeah, that's right.
But he's great. I love him.
Yeah, he is. He's a good one. I'm glad you came on, and I was hoping he was going to get to come too and sit in. But the first thing when I called him, I said, hey, tell Megan to be here about maybe 5:45. I said, I didn't have no lunch. She said, that's what I'm doing right now. I said, man, I'm in your boat, man. It's been a hell of a day.
I said,
tell her to get here about 5:45. He's like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. And I said, all right. And yeah, he is. He said, if I come over now, I'm not going to be on there, right? I said,
No. Dude, back in school, he tells me stories all the time. And back in school, you know, everybody had speech as a class or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And he would literally tell the teacher, like, no, I'm not doing it. Give me a zero. Like, I'm not doing it. He has such bad social anxiety.
Like
it's not even
stand
funny.
Up.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. We're like opposites, but we're not, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, in some aspects, you know, we are. But, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy. It's just
how. See, and that's me. I don't really know if I can. Would you. Opposites attract.
Yeah.
So you're more kind of. You're more loud.
Outgoing.
Yeah, outgoing.
Right.
He's kind of more silent and quieter. Yeah.
And he noticed,
I don't know that I could go and stand in front of like a group of people and speak. Like, I'm comfortable doing this.
Right.
But I don't really, my brother, you know, he's spoken from, you know, he was on Showtime calling fights for the MMA and stuff. And walks right out there, never misses a lick. He's never nervous. Oh, my gosh, I'd get in there and I'd be like, Mom.
I need you. Help.
I mean, they'll ask him to go do little, you know, like, hey, you mind to come out here and announce the cheerleaders at this ball game or whatever, or the football players, the seniors or whatever? He's like, yeah, I'll be there. You know, whatever does not bother him. But me, like, getting in front of, like, a crowd, which is kind of like podcast, it's the beginning. It's the first,
it's
like, 30
awkward.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Yes, it really is.
Well, and you don't have, like, a bunch of people watching, like, in front of you. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, they're watching you, but, you know. They're not in front of you. But I guess I'm different. I don't know, because I don't have social anxiety by no means. Like, I'll talk to anybody that talks to me, you know, and I don't care. Like, I mean,
I can't one-on-one a couple people, but
yeah,
like, but like a huge crowd. Oh yeah.
No. Yeah. But like when they asked me to be on 48 hours, you know, I was like, hell yeah. You know, I wasn't nervous at all. And I thought I would be, you know, because of my anxiety, you know, I have it bad anyways. But, you know, even when I got there and the guy was doing my makeup, you know, I was just chill. Like, I wasn't nervous at all.
Really?
But I think me doing the show gave me a lot of closure, too. Right, honestly. Yeah. I mean, no, I didn't do it for myself. You know, I did it for Tiffany. But, I mean, it gave me closure, honestly. Right, yeah. You know, because I thought about that case for a while after. You know, I got better as far as the depression and anxiety went. But, you know, I got over it. But, and I still think about her, you know. And those kids, God, those kids. I cried when... Like, as soon as the guy said he's guilty or whatever, I looked straight out to the courtroom or whatever, and everybody was just bawling, and I started crying, and I was like, what did we do? But, I mean, you got to think of it this way. Like, he did the crime, right. So he's got to do the time.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
I just hate it for the kids, but what are you going to do?
Is it there? Yeah, that's what, in that circumstance, it's like me just talking about nobody win. You know, I mean, like, you don't.
You're right.
Even though he was proven guilty and everybody's kind of saw and heard the evidence. I mean, my Lord, I could read on Coleman Daily and stuff, like the things y'all were, you know, like looking at stuff, not in depth like that, but like, it just kept on. And it was like, it sucks because nobody wins. I mean, like.
Yeah. I mean, justice is served in a sense, but to the family, like, it'll never be served because. Right. I mean, A, he could possibly get out in 15 years. Two, he only got 99 years, so it's not like life. I mean, 99 years is a long time. He would, if he doesn't get, you know, paroled or whatever, he will die in prison. But still, it's just like, I don't know. It's,
yeah, I mean, I know that was a lot to, like, take in. I guarantee you. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine. I mean, but, like, if I would have been in there and... Like, actually saw that. And, you know what I mean? Like, the people on the outside, you've got people on Facebook and stuff, and they're like, oh, my God, you know, people, this happens all the time or whatever. But, I mean, it's like the things that, like, the juror and stuff saw and y'all heard in the courtroom and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's like.
You don't see that every day.
Mm-mm. And I know you're, like, y'all are confident, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like. You lay down at night and you're like, well, maybe, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I mean, I was confident.
It's a double-edged sword, though, you know, because you got now both parents are out of the picture. You know what I mean? But it's like, you can't let somebody still walk around that's that done that. Yeah.
You know, because what if he does go crazy and shoots his kids? You know, it's possible.
Right. Yeah.
But before we go, sorry, I have a funny story to tell y'all. So, at the sentencing hearing, I was there, obviously, because 48 Hours wanted to interview me afterwards, which they didn't show, but that's fine. Anyways, so, you know, the defense has a second to be like, after the impact statements and stuff, the defense has their chance to appeal. You know.
They're going to, right? I was going to ask questions. I'm glad you said this. Okay.
So they did, right? Mm-hmm. A long ass list, bro. A long ass list. Well, she pretty much says no, 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 no. Well, he tried to appeal because of me.
Because of you?
Mm-hmm. He did. Because earlier in the podcast, when I told you that I wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Nobody told the defense, apparently. So the defense was like, well, we didn't know that. And she was probably just saying he's guilty just because. And I'm sitting there laughing. They were cutting me apart, bro.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't think about that. If you had to bring somebody else in.
Yeah.
Shit, that could have took another 4 or 5 days. I mean, right. Because you'd have to fill these people in.
Right. Yeah. Because the first time, you remember when I said that, you know, we had, you know, one girl on the fence and then the two were like, you can't change our minds. He's not guilty. Well, and we asked the sheriff or whatever. or bailiff, whatever, the bailiff went to the judge and was like, hey, they can't really come to a decision. What do I need to tell them? You know, and she spoke with both the prosecutor and the defense. But when I wanted to leave, the bailiff never told anybody. So they found out afterwards. So they tried to appeal that on me. And that judge was not backing down. She said, you're not getting that appeal. Sorry. Denied.
Really? So just like that quick?
Yeah.
Dang it. I had something to go school. Oh,
see? He wrote down.
I know. I should have wrote down. It just came to me low.
Was it about the sentencing?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Lord help me. Okay, y'all went, with a sentencing.
15 years parole.
15 years parole. Okay, yeah. I know. I'm back. Okay. Let's just say they appeal. Do the jury that was present at the first time when found guilty, are they a part of going in with the appeal, or do they pick a brand new 12?
Brand new 12.
Okay. See, yeah, that was one thing I was wondering too, because it's like, would they bring y'all back and then maybe bring in another one and then
try to deliberate again?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Where it's like, maybe they don't see a little key asset or something that maybe one of y'all noticed or something.
Right.
But so they'll start 12 people out blank. It's
like a brand new trial.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was thinking about that earlier today. I'm like, well, if they, It almost looks like if you were in a sports game or something, you know, I mean, like where, hey, this team might have been wrong, you know, cheated or right, something.
Yeah.
Will they bring those back, you know, that same right, team back to play or whatever? Yeah. That's what I was kind of wondering on that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it went, though. It was hard, but we got through it.
Yeah. I hate it. It was,
I mean, at the end of the day, we got justice for Tiffany, and that's all that really matters. You know, like I said, the kids hurt me, but they're better off, you know?
Right.
I mean, they need their mother. That sucks for them really bad, but they didn't need Jason.
I feel like kids really need their mother. I mean,
exactly.
If they were like, if the good Lord come to me in a dream and said, you're Whitney, I'd say, me, my God.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure Shannon would too, honestly. Yeah,
I mean, it's like, me, for sure.
The mother, in my opinion, and I'm a mom, so this could just be me, but I feel like, you know, we're the glue.
You are. Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, we keep everything all together, I guess.
Well, see, Whitney just had hernia surgery.
Right.
And it was like, she can only pick up, she can only, now she's moved up to 20 pounds a day. She can't live more than 20 pounds, right? She
probably didn't listen.
No, the next morning after this hernia surgery, she's cooking breakfast and let the chickens out. And I'm like, are you sore? No, I'm good. I said, you don't know how to milk anything, do you? Like, I'd be in the damn bed. Even if I felt good, I'd be like, I'm dying.
Guys.
She went to work.
Babies. They're babies.
Yes. She went to work. You know, it's like, oh, my God. I could, you know, women are very stronger, but I feel like y'all are, I don't know. I just feel like,
we're emotional,
you need a mother.
Definitely. I mean,
like, especially, I mean, I understand, like, a mother gets killed in a car wreck or something, you know, right, unfortunate kind of things, you know, and stuff. Yeah. But, like, if it come down between me and my wife, I would never say me, like, in a second. I wouldn't even hesitate, you know.
And that's the thing with, with this case. Like, did he just not think about the kids? Like, did he not care?
Probably snapped.
Yeah, I mean, basically, but it's just like, bro, just chill for a second and just think about what you're thinking about, you know? I mean, I know you're mad. Everybody does crazy shit when they're mad, but just think about it, you know? It blows my mind.
I've never been, I'm not a person that punches walls. I don't.
Right.
You know, I don't, even like, I mean, honest to God, like, I can't say because, I mean, me and Whitney's been together 15 years, married 11. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I found out she was cheating or something like that,
I don't think killing her would
be the very last thing I would think of.
Exactly.
You know?
But I guess that's just normal brain. I don't know. Like, that's why I want to be someone that, like, gets into the minds of criminals. I would love to do that, you know?
With technology, eventually one of these, I mean, they can actually like do brain scans and stuff now and kind of tell, hey, this is what controls this, or, you know, I mean, like,
damn, yeah, I'd hate for them to look at my brain. They'd be like, God.
You know what they would say to me? This guy needs to have a helmet on because everything that he's thinking about is stupid. Like, but not stupid, crazy stupid. It's just kind of like, I'm always thinking the next joke to pull on somebody. Or, you know, I mean, like today, the guy that works for me, he went in the bathroom and he died out laughing. And he just pointed right at me because I did the toilet paper rolls with the paper towel hanging out, you know. And he's like, what? I said, you ain't never seen that before? He's like, yeah, I think I might. I'm a while back. I was like, yeah, I just thought of it earlier that paper towel roll was like, floor. But I'm one of those kind of people. Like, I'm always waiting on the next joke. You know, that's just the person I am.
I'm kind of that way too. Like, I love April Fools and stuff like that. Like, one time at work, I put a hair tie, a clear one, across the little sprayer. Oh, yeah. So whenever you turned it on, it sprayed you. Joyce got so mad at me.
See, that's the kind of stuff I love. If that happened to me, I would be like, oh, you're in for it. You know, See, and that's where when we work, you know, we're always trying to scare each other.
Oh, God, Shannon Brock does that to me.
I'm always trying to scare somebody. You know, I'll scare the kids. You know, like, I like, you know, but we always tell the kids too, because sometimes they'll get mad and I'm like, I could be really like lame. You know, it could just be one of those dads sitting on the couch like, oh, hey, bring me the remote. You know what I mean?
It's like right here.
It's like, I want to have fun, you know?
Yeah.
I want to scare you. I want to kid you. I want to joke you, you know?
Oh, Shannon, he literally can just walk into a room and it scares me. I don't know why I'm so jumpy around. I don't know. But he likes to call Wolf now. Because he's a jokester, too. I remember when we first got married or whatever, he called me one day and said, oh, my God, baby, I'm in a wreck. I'm in a wreck, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, my God, where are you at? He did that so many times that, like, now when he tells me something, I don't believe him. Like, he cut his hand one time, and he was screaming at me, like, babe, I cut my hand, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. I didn't move. And then Xander, he walks in there and says, Mom, he really did. And I was like, I don't believe y'all. Anyway, so I make my merry way in there. I'm like, whatever. And then I see it and I'm like, oh, shit, you really were. And I was like, oh, my God. Stop crying, Wolf. Yes,
right. I love the joke stuff. That's like my deal. I like to joke people. Jealous. I'll call people and if they want to answer the phone, they call me back. They're like, hey, did you call me? I'm like, yeah, I was in the ditch, but I called somebody else. They come got me out. You know what I mean?
Shannon Brock.
Yeah. You know, stuff like that. They're like, really? Where at? It's like, oh, don't worry about it. You're too busy. You know, whatever.
Just kidding. I love you, babe.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we were bragging on you earlier, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Was there anything else you can think of?
Well. Thing?
As soon as I hit the stop button, you're going to be like, oh, my God. I should have said.
I think we pretty much cut. I mean, because 48 hours, you know, I'm sure most people have seen it, so they covered a lot of it. But I mean, the only really thing that shocked me was her mom, and I'm sure it did a lot of people. I know my sister was. She said she was screaming at her TV at her.
Yeah, that's why. That would have really confused me, like, especially being on jury. Yeah,
because I was like, wait, what? Like, he could have, like, I don't know, I was just blind or mind blown. Like, yeah.
It would have been, I mean, that woman there, like, she really is innocent till guilty. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Yeah.
I'm just glad she came to her senses, though. Mm-hmm. You know, at the sentencing hearing, her impact statement, it was hard to hear, honestly. I mean, I almost got choked up, you know, because, you know, she misses her daughter at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It sounded like she was such a sweet person.
Oh,
I mean,
she does, yes. Especially with that Facebook group, that Moms Helping Moms.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's a big group. And you know what got me too about that is nobody said anything at that group about her dying. Nobody.
Nobody came forward or anything.
No.
Yeah, and I knew she had a couple of friends, right? Yeah. That came, yeah.
Yeah. And nobody said anything on that page or whatever. And I was like, That's something that they would need to know. She's a freaking admin of this page.
Like, she started it, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. She started it from the ground up. She built that for, like, herself.
Yeah.
You know, and she used to have, like, meetings, you know, with women and stuff. And she just sounded like a really great person.
Yeah, and, you know, like, women having children stuff, I mean, it gets very stressful on a woman.
It's the hardest job I think a woman will ever go through.
Especially, I mean, if you're nursing, you're up all hours of the night. You're not hardly getting any sleep. You're not getting, I mean, I'm sure as for a woman, it would be like very nice to have somewhere to go to be able to like talk to somebody just right. about, hey, well, maybe try and put your child in this to sleep or,
right.
you know, or maybe you could do this or something, you know. Yeah. It seemed like she was like all for helping people yes. and maybe she might have not. And that might have, like, messed her up on, like, helping herself, I guess, on a lot of kind of stuff. She's, not being mean or funny right, or nothing, like...
She seemed like the type of person that would give people great advice, like, the right advice, but she wouldn't take her own. You know what I mean? And I'm guilty of that myself.
Yeah.
You know, but she really did. She seemed like she was a really, really great person. And it's just sad. She lost her life so soon.
It sucks. It's sad. I mean... It is sad.
It was hard. Just thinking about everything, like, I just couldn't imagine. I don't want to go through it.
No. I appreciate you coming on. I mean, it says a lot about you, just like, I mean, you're standing by it. And, yeah. you know, maybe somebody can hear this and they'd be like, hey, you know.
I changed my mind.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm talking about like even, you know, like maybe people are – maybe a couple's fighting or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like, right. it might even raise red flags of something, you know?
Right. Yeah. And that's why
I think voices are really good for like, yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do, you know, not only your podcast, but 48 hours too, because I feel like something like this needs to be like talked about more.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's not.
Yeah.
You know, like spousal abuse, whatever, it's real. It happens every single day. Like, and a lot of times, you know, the girls are too scared to say anything.
I've seen that so many times. Yes. I mean, like, girls are getting beat up at home or somebody, you know, something's happening to them or whatnot. And women are very, they hold it in. I mean, they do. You know, like, I'd go to work and tell my buddies right about, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
my wife's beating the crap out of me, you know right. what I mean, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But women, they do. I think it's a lot of the embarrassment, I guess.
Yes.
Like their choice of men or something. I don't know.
And they're scared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're scared because it could get worse. Yeah. You know?
I've been in that situation when I was in high school. I won't even talk about it. Yeah. Anyways, I mean, I was in that situation, though, and I was the same way. It was hard to just break up with them. You know right, what I mean? Yeah. Of course, yeah. I finally got, you know. I did it because I was just done.
Right.
I couldn't take it anymore. I mean, I'm 5'9", and I'm telling you, Jacob, I was maybe 100 pounds soaking wet because I was so depressed. I didn't eat. I didn't sleep. I didn't drink. I mean, that man or kid, he's a freaking kid, ruined my life. Yeah. You know, like.
You ever notice, too, like most men that beat up their girlfriends or wives couldn't fight their damn way out of a wet paper sack?
They can't.
No, they can't.
They can't.
They feel like they are tough.
Yes.
By like overpowering a woman. Yes. And it's like.
I'm sorry, but you're a pussy.
That's right. Yes. Sorry. That's exactly right. And I'm not going to bleep that out either because that's the truth. So, yeah. I mean, it's like.
Up, YouTube daddy.
People I've known, you know, like through school or whatever, somebody might say like, so-and-so slammy. It's like. Well, I mean, I'll whoop his ass if you want me to because it's like, right. he can't beat up nobody. Why are you with him? Exactly. He's a twerp. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
But yeah, it's embarrassment. They're scared of what he would do. Yeah. Like, because a lot of times they'll turn it on themselves and be like, I'm going to kill myself if you leave me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that bullshit. And it's like.
A lot of abusers, too, are very manipulating where it's your fault because you looked at so-and-so and that's why I punched you or what.
But they're allowed to do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
But they want control, I think, at the end of the day. They just want to have somebody to control.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard situation to be in. And I think that's why I wanted to talk more about Tiffany's case because I'm not saying that he hit her or was abusive like that. But, I mean... Killing her is not any better, you know.
That's the top. I mean, that's the highest of all highs. I mean, I just couldn't
taking somebody's life, I mean, it's over for them. I mean, I still never even thought about it, you know?
Yeah. It's just hard because girls are so scared, but I mean, we need to start standing up for ourselves. We need to, you know, be like, hey, this is toxic.
Right, yeah. Communicate with your friends and stuff. Yes. Let somebody know. I'm sure
there's plenty of people that will help you.
Oh, I guarantee you. Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I've been in that situation. So, it's hard to say that. But now that I look back, I'm like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why didn't I just leave?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't going to do nothing.
No, it's just a...
He was all talk, no bark.
For women, though, I just feel like it's, like, so hard for them to get out of that situation.
It is. It really is. It is.
And I think a lot of it is, really and truly, they blame themselves that somebody's doing that to them, you know?
I always thought it was my fault.
Yeah, no matter what you do, if you're just a straight Karen, you know what I mean, and they're dating you, why don't they just get out of it? You know what I'm saying? It's like
you can't have your cake and eat it too, bro. That's right. So, like, you either want this girl that you're cheating on me with, or you want me. Like, choose.
Right, yeah.
You can't have both. We're not polyamorous or whatever. Like, no. But, yeah, I just feel like ladies need to tell their stories more, and that's kind of why I wanted to do this.
Yeah.
That show.
Well, you did good.
Thank you.
And I'm proud of you, and I think you're really good on the show. You did good here.
Thank you.
And,
I had fun.
I did too. I'm telling you, like, people, when they come on, they're like, can I come on again?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I will have you back. I promise. So.
Yeah, I want to think of something for next time. Maybe I need to go back on TV.
Hopefully not for this.
Yeah, no, not for this. Something else.
That's right.
But yeah, no, I had fun. I liked it.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. Excited. Thank you again.
Yeah, of course. So.
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out addisondesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, addisondesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code GUESS2, receive 10% off. Check them out.